Psalm 122, Preface. Never can we glorify God sufficiently for his good providence over us in causing us to be born in a Christian land within the bounds of the Christian church, and not in a heathen land where we would have been led to worship dumb idols and would have been reared in ignorance of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. Born in Christendom, we were received into the covenant of God in holy baptism, and were taught to worship the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, who forgives us our sins for Christ's sake, hears our prayers, helps us in time of need and temptation, and kindles in our hearts this blessed and undying hope, that with prophets and apostles, with the martyrs and all the saints of God, we shall dwell together with God and the Lamb in one tabernacle. O, let us be grateful unto the Lord our God in word and deed. Let us not neglect the reading of his word morning and night, and let us go with gladness to the assembly of the Christians in the house of worship, to receive the word of the cross in the simplicity of faith, and to rejoice over the loving kindness of our God, by which the soul is refreshed like grass by the dew from heaven. Such fond love for the house of God, David expresses in the 122nd Psalm. The Glory of Jerusalem, a Song of Degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Summary. This psalm was composed by David, probably, both to express his own love for the house of the Lord, and to teach the people to love Jerusalem, which, in David's time, was chosen to be the resting place for the Ark of the Covenant. Jerusalem was compact together, a well-built city, and a figure of the Church of Christ, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, grows unto a holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians 2:21. Perhaps this psalm was sung underway by those going up to Jerusalem on the three great feasts instituted by Moses. The Israelites had great reason to sing psalms like this, because they had the oracles of God, the temple, the priesthood, and a certain place where the tribes met together for the worship of the Lord. Much rather have we evangelical Lutheran Christians reason to sing psalms of praise, for under popery our fathers sighed for the word of grace, and they received it sparingly indeed, but unto us the light of the gospel shines brightly. God has given us faithful pastors, Christian schools for the education of our children, and churches where we can gladly assemble to glorify the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Prayer. Our hearts are glad, and our souls rejoice before thee, Lord our God, because by thy word of truth thou hast made us members of thy holy church, in which thou dost daily and richly forgive all sins to all those who build their trust on Jesus Christ. Grant us grace to abide in the love of thy word, in purity of faith, and in piety of life, even unto our end. Amen.